will feed you. And we want you. Good morning, good morning. We have a special presentation this morning. So, John, would you like to say a few words or would you like me to? Okay.
I'm not big into speeches, but I'd like to thank all the people that came out and supported us this year. It was very nice. And then I'd like to thank our players. Without the players, this wouldn't be possible.
For those of you that may be visiting and not know, this is our softball team, and there's some that I don't see here yet. And some of them are working. I know I don't see the girls yet, but we won championship. Yeah. We're really proud of you. I enjoyed sitting at the sidelines cheering you guys on. You did a great job. So on behalf of the church, we also thank you. And great mascots over here. They helped out a lot. Cheering, cheering, cheering. So thank you. And we look forward to another great year when you guys come back in this next year. So yay with the championship.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning to everyone, and again, congratulations to our softball team. This is really great. This is 3 years running that they've got the championship. I don't think John mentioned that. It's good to see everybody, so many faces that haven't seen so much of over the summer because we've all been so busy. Thankful for the beautiful day and for the little bit of rain that we've gotten, and hopefully we'll get some more. I'd like to start out this morning with any prayer concerns. I have yellow cards up here, the first being for Bob Downing. We are thankful to see Bob and know that he's doing better and feeling better, and it's just good to see you and Karen both. And on behalf of Bob and Karen, I've been asked to thank everyone in the congregation for their prayers and for everybody that's wearing a hat. So we're very, very.
So let's add to that hat thing. So if you would like to help support Bob, I have given him permission to wear his hat in church. And I've given permission for others to wear their hat in church. It's okay to come with a hat in church as we support Bob. So let's be here for him. Wear your hats. It's all right. Bob, I'm not with this, but I'm supporting you completely.
Okay, so next week, we're all going to have hats on. Okay. We also have another request for prayers for David Barker. So as we go through our service here and our daily prayers through the week, please, everyone, remember to include David Barker in our prayers. Announcement-wise, I have one here. The Deckerville Community Choir is presenting A Night of Worship on Saturday, September the 8th, 2018 at 6:30 p.m. This is at the McGregor United Methodist Church, 2230 Forrester Road, Deckerville. No tickets are necessary, and 80% of the free will offering at this concert will go to Eva's Place. So mark it on your calendar, because this is truly beautiful, beautiful music, and these folks work hard, so let's try to get out and support them if we can. I would also just like to put a plug in for our Thursdays at 10. We're meeting through the summer. This was the first time since the group formed 3 years ago, and we've got good turnout, but we have more chairs and more room for anybody, and you don't have to be a lady. Gentlemen, teenagers, they're welcome to come. Okay, now we're going to ask for birthdays this week. Anybody? Oh, Wanda. Okay, I see. Wanda, do you care to say who it is? Okay, very good. Very good. Okay. Okay. Well, very good. Okay, and yes.
Lynn.
Lynn. Thursday, on the 71. Yay, very good. Okay. He's not ready to be unlisted yet, Wanda. Okay. Anyone else with a birthday this week?
I will be 88
years young. Okay. Well, 88 years young. Well, congratulations. Okay.
And you should be proud of that, Wanda.
Yes, yes. Violet is 3. Wow.
Hers was Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes. Well, that is just wonderful. Congratulations, Violet. Okay.
Happy.
Very nice. All right, and now we're going to ask for anniversaries. August is usually a pretty busy month for anniversaries. Nobody this week. Okay, all right. All right, I'd like to ask the congregation to please stand as they are able for praise songs. We're going to sing number 174, His Name is Wonderful. And that's going to be 2 times through, please. Our second praise song is number 176, Majesty, Worship His Majesty, and we will sing that 2 times through.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, Majesty. And if, in praise and honor of our Lord here, the altar flowers from the are from the Garden of Gala Eagle that are so beautifully displayed here on our altar. Our call to worship this morning, like the congregation to respond to the bold-faced type. With all my heart, I will thank the Lord.
How wonderful are the things the Lord does.
The Lord is full of honor and majesty. His righteousness is eternal.
And all he does, he is faithful and just. All his
commands are dependable. Okay, for our first hymn this morning, it's number 395, Take Time to Be Holy.
Seated, and I'm going to invite the children to come forward for our children's message. And I want to note that Jim and I, have 5 grandchildren here this morning, and we are glad to see them come up as well and be a part. And we have our youngest member or our youngest child here this morning, a week old. We welcome Bo Stephen Bowerman. Let's say congratulations. Carter, right? Carter's brother, little Bo, and Grandma's really proud. I get that, Grandma. Grandpa's over there, too. Yeah, yeah. Can't forget Grandpa or Papa, however you go by. All right. So welcome, boys and girls. How are you this morning? Good. My grandkids were sleeping when I left this morning, so good morning. All right, so I have a song this morning because we're going to be talking in church about being foolish or being wise and being in God's Spirit. So I'm going to sing a song and wonder if you can help me out because I'm going to point to some body parts. So when I point to eyes, where do you point to? Your eyes. When I point to ears, where's your ears? When I point to your mouth, where's your mouth? And I point to your hands and your feet. Oh, you're sitting on your feet, aren't you? You can point to your feet, though, can't you? So here's how the song goes. Listen, and then you can join me if you like. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see. Remember, when I say a body part, eyes, ears, mouth, hands, feet, you point to it, okay? Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down with love. So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Did you like that? Yeah? I bet you could take that song and sing it. I just found that on the web, on the internet, on the computer. And I thought, how perfect is that for today? Because we're going to talk about things we should do and things that we shouldn't do. Kind of talked a little bit about that last week. Because we've got to watch with our eyes and listen with our ears. We have to be careful what we say, what we do, and where we go. Right? Is that right? We have to be. So Paul is writing a letter today to the church to tell them how to live their life and what they are supposed to do. So, are you all cleaning your room? That's really a big one. Yeah, are you cleaning the room? No. Except when Papa and Grandma Sue say, we need to clean up the mess, right? Then you have to clean up the mess. Do you guys have to do that too? Mom and Dad say, time to clean up the mess, right? Well, those are things that we do with our hands. We have to clean up the mess. Now, some of you have brothers and sisters. Are you nice with the words of your mouth to your brothers and sisters? Do you say, I love you? Yes. And to your friends, I love you. Or you're kind, right? We don't ever want to say, I'm mad at you, do we? Is that nice coming out of our mouth? Or if we say, I don't like you, is that nice? No, we have to be careful what comes out of our mouths so that we can treat each other like Christ wants us to treat each other, okay? What about our ears? Do we hear things that people say that aren't very nice? What do? Do we repeat those things? No. So we have to watch our ears that what we hear, you know, sometimes we have to walk away if we hear something that somebody is saying and we don't like it. Right? Okay. And watch where you go. You know, it's almost school time and there's a lot of things on TV that are watching. Do you ever go with a stranger? No. You don't ever go with a stranger. You never get in a stranger's car. Don't let them lure you, okay? So when you go to school, you always watch where you're going, okay? And go with mom and dad or whoever grandma, grandpa is supposed to be picking you up, okay? Or on the bus, all right? So be careful where you go. So as we head out today for Sunday school, I've got your bulletins. Make sure you get one. I think I have enough for everyone. And Miss Tracy's going to take them downstairs. But before we go, let's pray, okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you for your children. We thank you that they are learning right from wrong, and guide and lead them so that they can see and hear and say and do what is pleasing to you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. All right. So here's five for you guys. There's a couple for you guys right there. Okay. Miss Tracy's going to take you down. Nope, there's two there. Can you give... There you go. That's sharing. Thank you very much. She's got yours. Okay. All right, Amy.
Pastor, for that inspirational message for all these young people. Our Old Testament reading is Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word. I'd like to ask the congregation to stand as they are able.
We're going to back up for a minute because I missed the new members.
Okay.
So before we do the hymn, I'm going to invite the congregation to open your hymnal, and I'm going to invite Mary and Connie to come forward. What a day it is, and bring your hymnal, please. What a great day it is. Where's Connie? Connie, dear, come on up. Come on up, Mary. Bring your hymnals. The congregation will turn to page 33 because it's not going to be on the screen. Page 33. I'm going to come down here to you folks. What a privilege it is to bring in new members of the church. If you are not a new, or if you are not a member of this church and would like to become a member, I ask that you talk with me, and we will have a class and discussion and bring you into the church. So page 33, one more. There we go. So brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing in us and for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. I present to you Mary Hartwig and Connie Ellis. They are both transferring from other denominations to our church, and we are going to welcome you. So turn to the next page. These questions are for you. On behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, I do. Do you, on the next page 35, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Please respond.
With God's help, we proclaim good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will
Let us all join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scripture of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting.
And then if you'll turn to page 37, and I say to the two of you who join the church, remember your baptism and be thankful. Now, as members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, I will. As members of this congregation, Sandusky First, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and we have added witness to this? If so, I will. And members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Will you, congregation, please respond? We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. And it is not in this hymnal where you will also respond in witness. So I'm just going to ask you to say, and in witness.
And witness.
Okay, amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. And I have certificates for both of you. And I think you probably know both these ladies. Let's have you turn around. You know Connie Ellis. Connie's been attending here forever and ever, is what I heard. And they're going to take a picture in the back. So here you go. All right, and this is your certificate. And Mary, I'm going to come on this side. Mary Hartwig, I think all of you know, she's been in the congregation for about a year and a half or so. And we're going to congratulate both of them. All right, congratulations. Let us congratulate them. You're welcome. All right, Amy.
We will go ahead, and as the congregation can stand as they are able, please, we will sing the hymn, Freely, Freely. This is number 389.
Jesus, name, and Jesus, name, and Jesus, name, I come.
may be seated. Time we come together around our pastoral prayer, let us remember those that we said at the very beginning of our worship. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for your presence here with us this day, for the beauty of the day that you have given to us, another day to live for you, to praise and worship your name. Lord God, as we come together, we're thankful for our new babies, for new life that has come. And Lord, we thank you for those that have gathered together and played softball and won the championship. It's good that they have bonded so well and made friends and worked together by the body of Jesus Christ. Lord, in our midst of happiness with new members, we are so thankful that they step forward. We also come together with concerns for people in our midst. Not only those in our church who are suffering, but those in our community and throughout the world. We give them to you, Lord, and ask that you will heal and strengthen, that you would guide doctors and nurses and health physicians. We ask, Lord, that you will bless them with a healing hand and that they will become strong and healthy once more. We pray for our world, Lord, as we get ready to go back to school and those that are going to college. We pray, Lord, that you will lead them and guide them, put a hedge of protection around them and give them strength. And for those that will travel away, we pray, Lord, that you will keep them safe and bring them back to us safely. Our world, Lord, is a tough place, a place where there is evil that goes on and a place where we have to make decisions every moment of our life. And we ask that we be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can make those right decisions to do what is pleasing in your sight, and that we can follow and be faithful and obedient to you. So, Lord, we give you our church. We give you our lives. We give you all of those who are in government positions. We give you our president. We ask, Lord, that you bathe each one with your peace. Bless each one of us, that we will turn our eyes to you and seek you in all that we say and all that we do. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And before we go to our New Testament reading, I just want to congratulate Cherokee and Cheyenne. They weren't up here. We had the team come forward, and we want to congratulate you as being on part of that team as well. So this morning we turn to Ephesians chapter 5, reading 15 to 20, short text, but can be powerful. Hear these words. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, fill with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Paul is writing the letter to Ephesians as we continue in this book. Again, continuing to how we are supposed to live in the Christian life. And interesting, it really hits home when we talk about things in Sunday school, like being a foolish man, and we come to our text in church with a scripture of being foolish or wise. In this text, and why I sang the little song to the children, is be careful how you live. Now, I'm not going to sing it again to you. You all heard those words. Be careful what you do with your eyes, with your ears, with your mouth, with your hands, with your feet, with your whole being. Because God is asking us to lead a life that is pleasing to Him, that we glorify Him, that we come in thanksgiving, in psalm, in singing, in praise. And that is what worship is all about, isn't it? To come and praise God's name, to sing and give Him glory, to give Him honor. And as we talked about in Sunday school, for God has created all things, and all things belong to God. Amen? So, what I had talked about or thought about and gone over in my sermon to myself, I'm going to go aside a little bit because Sunday school was really interesting. And I'm sorry for those of you that weren't here, but you're going to hear a little synopsis of it. There was a man, actually the title of the, I'll start there, back up a little bit. The title of the chapter was, What's the Price? What's your price? What's your price? There was a game show that was pretend, and they gave it out, and if you could have $10 million, $10 million, what would you do with that? What would your price be to get $10 million? So the game show went on, and the man was picked, and then there was things that he had to give up if he was going to take the money. I'm going to share that with you, but I have to go back to the book and read it. Sorry. To get $10 million, would you put your children up for adoption, become a prostitute for a week, give up your American citizenship, abandon your church, abandon your family, kill a stranger, have a sex change operation, leave your spouse, or change your race? As we talked about in class, we would answer, no, we wouldn't take the $1 million. Or would we? I see some of you shaking your head. It was an interesting conversation. Sorry, my voice is just going this morning. So, in this book by Max Lucado, came to a man that was in Scripture, who was a foolish man because he was a rich, wealthy man who had a big barn, and you probably know the story, and he was going to tear it down because he didn't have enough room for all the grain and all the things that he needed to put in the barn. You know the story? So then he says, I'll tear it down and build up a new one. Then I'll store all my extra possessions in that barn. And here's the reply that God told him. Foolish man, this is in Luke 20. Tonight your life will be taken from you. So as I heard that in Sunday school this morning, I began to kind of think that I wanted to go a little bit in a different direction with that. how many of us, we may not be rich, but how many of us do things that cost us maybe our salvation or the kingdom of God because we get greedy or because other things are important to us besides God? And the one thing that really hit me in this scripture is that it says, do not get drunk or not. The second part of that is, instead, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, and we all commented in our new member from the hymnal that we believe in the Holy Spirit, correct? We all committed. We believe in the Holy Spirit. So do we go to the Holy Spirit every day and say, God, lead me to what you need me to do? Or do we try to make these decisions, foolish or wise, on what we should do in life without the power of the Holy Spirit? Now I find myself, if I go and I haven't talked to God and I don't ask God for the direction and I'm trying to make a decision, I usually make the wrong one. Anybody there with me? Yeah. Yeah, we've all done it, haven't we? But as Christians, we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Come and fill us, Lord. Come and fill us. Because without God's Spirit, we can do nothing. Without God's Spirit, we are nothing for the kingdom of God. We need to go in a direction that will always build up the kingdom of God. And we start with our personal lives. We come to church and we build up the local church. Then we go to the community and we go worldwide, that we build up the kingdom of God here on earth. And I found it interesting in this book. Max Lucado, I like Max Lucado. Not everybody likes Max Lucado, but I like Max. And he talks here, right after he's talking about the foolish man. Strange, isn't it, that this man had enough sense to acquire wealth, but not enough to get ready for eternity. Are we getting ready for eternity? Or are we just trying to live our life? Now, I know Scripture also says, don't worry about tomorrow. Many of us are also making sure that we have enough that we can retire on or that we can give to our kids or grandkids. But are we building up for eternity in heaven? Stranger still that we make the same mistake as this man. I mean, it's not as if God kept the future a secret. He's told us what's going to happen. We know that Jesus Christ was born, that he died and he raised again. And now he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty for us to come and be with him for life eternal. So one glance at a cemetery should remind us everyone dies. We're all going to die, right? One visit to a funeral home should convince us we don't take anything with us. Although some people like to put their things in the casket and take it with them. We can't take literally anything with us, folks. Hearses pull no U-Hauls. Dead men don't push $10 million wheelbarrows, because the money in this program, this game show, was $10 million in a wheelbarrow. The game show was pretend, but the facts are real. You're on a stage. You're on a stage in life. You've been given a price. The stakes are high, very high. What is your price? Friday, I went to Kalamazoo. I had a meeting yesterday in Portage at Chapel Hill United Methodist Church. And on the way over, I usually listen to the message on Siri. And one of the things, and I'm hoping it's going to come out of my mouth correctly, is that God's message never changes. God's message never changes. but the message changes God's people. The message changes God's people. The message of God never changes, but we can change because of the message. We can be transformed, we can be conformed by the power of the Holy Spirit to live our lives Christ-like and to follow Jesus Christ. Amen? But we also have to be open and willing. We have to open our hearts. We may have to open our pocketbooks. We may, by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, have to change that we become more Christ-like and ready for eternal life. And one of the comments in class was, I don't believe we stand at heaven after we die and stand at the face of God and say our list of sins, because we've already given to God our sins and he's forgiven us, correct? So the comment in is where I am also, is that we stand before God to be judged, because folks, all of us are going to be judged. That's scriptural. We're going to stand before our Lord God. And I believe, as well as this person, said that we are going to stand there and he's going to ask, what did you do to help the poor, the widows, the prisoners? Go to Matthew 25, the goats and the sheep. We're going to stand at the face of God and we will have to confess or answer how we have lived our life. So are we preparing for eternity today? August 19th, 2018, because none of us know if we'll even make it through the rest of the day, right? We never know when our time is going to happen. Are we living our life so that we can please God every day, but also that we can be ready for when eternity comes? I'm going to share a little bit, and that's where I had some of my sermon already planned, is on yesterday when I went to Portage Chapel Hill. The Southwest District, you know, we have new districts in Michigan Conference because we're becoming one state, if you have not known that yet, and we have new names. Here in our district, we are now the East Winds District. I went to Southwest, Greater Southwest in Kalamazoo, Portage. And we had a training, on Effective Ministry 360 is what it's called. And there were probably 200 people there on a Saturday. We met from 9 to 1. And we talked about how we could have effective pastors. SPRC was there. And how we can have effective churches that are healthy. Why do we need healthy congregations? What do you think? Why do we need healthy congregations? To do God's work, to do God's will, to prepare us for eternity. So that we can be here for our Lord God, share his word so others may know, so others can also be prepared, because all of us will die one day, and all of us hope, as Christians, are going to go to heaven. But we have to know Jesus Christ, and there's many people in the community, even some that may sit in churches, that fully don't understand or have a relationship with Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help guide and lead us, that we can live our life and live it to the fullest. Not to the richest. It's not about wealth. Although, even in the book, Jesus didn't criticize the man for being rich. He criticized him for how and what he was doing or lack of doing with his finances. None of it is ours. None of it is ours. Think about that for a second. Everything that we have, including our spouses and our families, our grandchildren, our homes, our food, God has provided for us. He's given it to us on loan. Our family is not ours. Wow. Our family is not ours. We are all God's. We are God's children. Everything we have is not ours. That really, and when you sink that in, that's really powerful to say, but I have clothes, I have food, hopefully some of us have a bank account, hopefully, you know, we have food on the table. It's only because God has provided it for us. He's blessed us, and we need to, in fact, in our scripture, always give thanks to God for Father, our Father, for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Do we thank him enough? Are we preparing ourselves for eternity? Are we getting up every day and going, thank you, Jesus, for this new day? Thank you, God, that you've given me another day to live. And how am I going to show it and do your will in this day to praise your name? And then at the end of the day, are we saying, God, thank you. Thank you for using me, for getting me through the day, for providing for me, for helping me to be your hands and feet here on earth. Are we doing that? And so the question is going to come to us, and Oren, I'm going to give you a heads up on this Effective Ministry 360. Everyone in the state is going to eventually do this. Every church is going to be involved in doing this. And it's a survey, and people from SPRC, some peers, the DS, the bishop, and the pastor are all going to have input. But it's going to see how effective are we in our ministry, how healthy are we in our ministry. And since I'm on Board of Ordained Ministry, I get to be one of the trials of the other, along with the district superintendents and the bishop. And so, Oren, from March to May of next year, we're going to be doing this project, this ministry. Aren't we lucky? Amen. And so when we talk about it, we talk about goals. What are our goals for our church? We talked a little bit about that last week. Yesterday, they were talking a little bit about we have to have a plan. How do we get to be a healthy, effective church, a healthy, effective pastor, so that we can do the ministries that God has called us to be? Some of those are by using SMART goals. How many know about SMART goals? Not very many. SMART goals. S, specific. M, measurable. A, just lost it. Applicable, thank you. Applicable. R is relevant. That's why it's so close. Relevant. And T is timely. So we will be setting goals for us as a church to become effective, healthy, and whole. Being in God's Spirit is going to allow us to get there. If we're not in God's Spirit, guess what's going to happen? We're going to fall apart, aren't we? We always have to be in God's Spirit, which we should be anyway, right? That's what church is about. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We come to praise their name and to honor them, to give them glory. And we are blessed in return. Amen? So, as we go through the rest of Ephesians, we're going to be winding up, I think, in the next week or so. And then we're going to be moving on. But we need to keep this ahead of us. Who are we as Sandusky First United Methodist Church? Who are we in the community? What do we need to be doing to do God's will? And I want to share something that's very interesting in closing. I've had two meet and greets where I meet with a group to find out who they are and a little bit more about them. I met with a college group last Sunday, which was wonderful. I want you to know that. That was great. And I met with a Monday night Bible study. Interesting enough, the adults, when I asked their vision, was pretty much all inward focus. Sorry, folks, but that's where you were. The college kids were outward focused, in their vision, what can we do for the community? Amen. You guys hit it on. Generation gap. Generation gap. That's all it is. Now, one's wrong and one's right. It is who we are as a church. Where are we going to go and how are we going to get there? I know Friday night I missed the music concert that helped benefit the rescue mission. We will try to be a part of the rescue mission and help people in our community because it doesn't belong to us. That's right. We also, and you're going to hear this, we also need to make sure that we can have the funding in our church to do the ministries in our church so that we can glorify God in our own church. Amen? Because we have to do it here and learn so we can go there and do it as well. Amen? So I want you to join me and I want you to be in prayer with me because we all have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Say that with me. Filled with the Holy Spirit in order to do God's work and His will, not our own. And we talked about in class, the man was selfish. It was about me, the man. It's about me. I will put what I have in my barn. I will store up. I will tear down. I will. A few weeks ago, we talked about the unity and body of Christ. We will gather together as the body of Christ because everything we have is God's. And we are going to work together to be a part of the community, a part of the church, but a part of preparing ourselves for eternal life. Are we doing that? Are you ready to do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you on board with me? Let's pray. Lord God, we want to live as wise people. We don't want to make foolish choices. We want to honor you and bless you. We want to be your people. So let us praise your name. Let us give thanks in all that we say and do. And let us glorify you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Would the ushers now come forward for our morning offering? Father God, these are our gifts given to you. It's just a portion of what you have given to us. We are thankful, Lord, and we ask that you use these gifts to further the kingdom of heaven here on earth and to glorify you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our last hymn is, Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore, 344, and on the screen. As you go forth from here, remember the power of the Holy Spirit and open your heart and your mind and your ears, your eyes, that you can receive that power and go and know that you are in God's hands. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, we have balloons. Ooh, look at that. Hi. Oh, those are...